Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kurt Hahn. Welcome to another episode of S3 Productions Presents Forgotten Music on 78 RPM Records. Tonight we're going way back in time. This is April 11th of 1916. This is called My Dreamy China Lady, written by Gus Kahn and Egbert von Alstein with the Lyric Quartet. And I don't know a whole lot about it. I do know it was sold originally, it was 75 cents, and it's mixed quartet with orchestra on Victor Records 18034, and this is the A-side. So with that, sit back, relax, and enjoy My Dreamy China Lady. Be back in a minute. Records that I bought, not because of My Dreamy China Lady. I bought it because of the flip side. But we'll get to that in a minute. This is Victor Talking Machine Company of Camden, New Jersey. And let's see here. 18034, the A-side. Written by Gus Kahn and Egbert von Alstein. Now, I have no idea who the Lyric Quartet is, but it's a mixed quartet with orchestra. And that's all I really know. All right, we'll be back in a second with side two, so stand by. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is the reason I bought this album. This is Albert Campbell and Henry Burr. There's a Quaker down in Quakertown, written by David Berg and Alfred Solomon. And there's a story behind a Quaker down in Quakertown. So with that, sit back and enjoy the Quaker song.
When I am round this side, but down in her heart I know she's not so slow for all the time. Like the water still, she's very deep. She knows me by heart. She has that meet me later look. And oh, she knows her book, this little Quaker down in Quakertown. I love one too. That's why I'm strong for you. There's a place around, in place around, where my wrong desire, but down in the heart I know is not so strong.
Now, it's no secret that S3 Productions is based in Whittier, California, and Whittier, California has always been known as Quaker Town because it got started as a community of Quakers. Gee, you think? All right, so this is Quaker Town, Quaker Down, and Quaker Town. Now, this is Albert Campbell, whose real name was Albert Charles Campbell. He was an American singer, active from the 1890s to the 1920s, best known for with his partnership with Henry Burr as member of the Peerless Quartet. Henry Burr was born as Harry Halley McClaskey, and the most popular American tenor. Harry McClaskey's pseudonyms include Irving Gillette, amongst many others. He was the most famous ballad singer of the earliest 20th century and one of the first recording artists for Revictor Records and Columbia, which is why I bought this record, is because not only is it 2016, I'm not saying the record's 100 years old, but their music is from April of 1916, but I bought it because Whittier, the Quaker Town. There's a Quaker Down in Quaker Town. So, with that in mind, if you have any questions, comments, hints, suggestions, or otherwise, you can always reach me at kerhan34@yahoo.com or at facebook.com/S3Productions. Or you can reach me through YouTube or Blog Talk Radio. With that, thank you so much. Y'all have a great night. Goodbye.